If only, to paraphrase the poet Robert Burns, we could see ourselves as others see us.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Over the years, an extraordinary amount of research and intelligence has been devoted to trying to understand the inscrutable East. Jim Hoagland writes in the Washington Post that American scholars are arrested in China because espionage, not diplomacy, dominates U.S.-Chinese relations. Veteran Korea watcher Selig Harrison writes in the New York Times that in his avowed fear that North Korea will develop long-range missiles, the Bush administration is painting North Korea into a corner. We are aware of the deep suspicions with which some in the Bush administration regard the Asian communist states. How do they see the American superpower? Harrison, recently back from one of his frequent visits to Pyongyang, writes that North Korean officials believe some of Bush's more hawkish advisers are exaggerating North Korean missile capabilities in order to establish a rationale for American missile defense. Their suspicion is that, needing a rogue state, the Bush administration is acting to create one. As to China and the inscrutable West, an interesting view is given by a government-controlled Beijing news magazine, The Global Times. It says Chinese optimists believe that the early Bush hardline position will prove to be temporary, that relations tend to worsen for a time whenever a new president takes office, but that in the long run, China and America will be able to continue developing a strategic relationship. But the pessimists are described as believing that the hard positions represented by the bombing of the Chinese embassy in Belgrade, the collision with a surveillance plane, and the new round of American arms sales to Taiwan reflect an overall shift in America's China strategy to depicting China as competitor and arch-enemy. This official analysis suggests that both theories carry weight in the Chinese regime. It says that the relationship is multidimensional and complex, that China, needing a peaceful environment, can choose to confront and cooperate at the same time, avoiding any strategic choice. Nice to know that our partners and/or adversaries in Asia seem to be having as much trouble reading us as we have reading them. This is Daniel Shore.